Okay, good evening everyone. Good moed, moedim l'simcha. Pesach continues and these God willing next few nights. I wanted to deal with a question that comes up every single year, and it's a very important question with regard to your cuisine. Is there any preference this evening to eat matzah over chopped liver? Meaning this evening, we're in the middle of Pesach. The Seder nights are long over. Is there any preference to eat matzah if you're not in the mood for matzah?
Yeah, I think it's a preference. No, it's not a requirement, but it's a preference.
It's a preference. Okay, anyone disagree? No one disagrees. This is very good. It seems like the Gemara seems to disagree totally, but the opinion you brought is an opinion that's legitimate, and I'm going to try to explain. We just read this morning in the Torah, in the Torah reading of the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach, the following pasuk: Matzot ye'achel et shivat hayamim. The matzot should be eaten for 7 days, or outside of Israel in the diaspora, for 8 days. It seems that there's a commandment to eat matzah for 7 days, right? On the other hand, you can reinterpret that verse to mean what? The verse continues: Matzot ye'achel et shivat hayamim, v'lo yoreh lecha so v'chol that there shall not be any chametz seen in any of your dwellings for 7 days. So maybe matzah is the opposite of chametz, right? Meaning there's no chametz, so what do you have instead? Matzah. It's a substitute, but there's no obligation to eat matzah. Just like in a normal evening of the year, there's no obligation to eat bread. Correct? The Gemara seems to entertain the possibility that no one here came up with. That is that matzah for the rest of Pesach is reshut. Meaning? Anyone know what the word reshut means? I'm trying to look for a good word. Non-mandatory, optional. Not mandatory, optional. And that basically is based on the fact that only on the first night, the night of the Seders, did we have an obligation to eat matzah. For the rest of Pesach, there's no obligation to eat matzah. You find better substitutes if it's chopped liver, if it's meat, if it's potatoes, and you're happy, that's fine. Nowadays you can make matzah meal rolls, and those are even better. They don't taste like rolls, but they look like rolls. And there's no question that according to the Gemara, there's no preference to eat matzah. If you don't believe me, the one that says it explicitly is the Me'iri. The Me'iri is a very important interpretation on the Gemara. Many people don't like the Me'iri simply because he's so understandable, so coherent, basically summarizes many views in a very clear fashion. And therefore many rabbis don't like him because he's too easy. But the Me'iri says on page 91b in Tractate Psachim that there is no mitzvah whatsoever to eat matzah for the rest of Pesach. It's there for you as a substitute for bread. You found a better substitute? Great. Who changes it all? The Chizkuni. The Chizkuni is an interpreter on the Bible. When the Bible speaks about eating matzah on the Seder night, the Chizkuni says, what the Talmud means when it says it's optional is that it's an optional mitzvah. It's not an obligatory mitzvah, it's an optional mitzvah. According to the Chizkuni, the mitzvah of eating matzah tonight would be like the mitzvah to shecht an animal. Let me ask you a question, Mark. Have you ever shechted an animal? Do you have any reason at this point in your life to shecht an animal? Until the temple is rebuilt, will you ever eat a piece of meat? No. No, hopefully not. When the temple is rebuilt, Mark, that Pesach sacrifice is going into your mouth, whether you like it or not. And we already have a deal, you'll do it? Only because God commanded you, right? That's right. Beautiful. What did you say? You said it beautiful. You said, I'm doing it as a religious requirement, not because I enjoy it. Ah, beautiful. Mark, you never shecht it. Let me give you a little piece of information. I never shecht it. Is there a mitzvah to shecht in the Torah? Absolutely. Do we make a bracha before we shecht an animal? Yes. Why isn't anyone here dying from the fact that he didn't shecht?
Because we absolutely have to enforce.
Not exactly. If you don't need to eat meat, you don't need to shecht. Meaning it's an option. It's there for you. If you do it, it is a mitzvah. Give you another example. Has anyone here, God forbid, anyone here dying because they didn't fulfill the commandment of divorcing their wife? It says in the Torah, it's a mitzvah to divorce your wife. Right? It's a mitzvah. But it's a mitzvah that you use under certain circumstances. So matzah, according to the Chizkuni, is the same thing. You don't have to do it. It's not like the two Seder nights. If you choose to eat matzah, you're fulfilling a biblical commandment. So according to the Chizkuni, no obligation, but definitely better than chopped liver. Because chopped liver with shmalta, with mayonnaise, no mitzvah there, maybe the general mitzvah of enjoying the holiday, but matzah, there happens to be a mitzvah. Some like to suggest, and we'll end with this evening, this is the opinion of Maimonides. Anyone who remember who Maimonides is? The Rambam. The Rambam, very good. The Rambam says, Matthew, something amazing. He says that the only kosher matzah for Pesach is what kind of matzah? And don't say Manischewitz. Not Israeli matzah. Shmur matzah. He says shmur matzah is the only kosher matzah for Pesach. He doesn't, in his laws of chametz and matzah, no other matzah exists. So there isn't regular matzahs and shmur matzahs. For the Rambam, a man being matzahs, if you ever want to sell it, it's only shmur matzah. And some Jews have the custom of only eating shmur matzah throughout Pesach because of the Rambam. It would seem from the Rambam, if you want to infer, since he says that the only kosher matzah is shmur matzah, maybe he's saying there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all the days of Pesach. And the only way you can fulfill this mitzvah is the same way you fulfill it on the Seder night, with shmur matzah. So there's a fascinating debate, is there any preference to eat matzah on the rest of the days of Pesach? According to the general view, seems like the very explicit view in the Talmud, it's reshut, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. The Meiri said it. Eat chopped liver, eat matzah, eat chicken, eat potatoes, it's all in the same rubric. According to the Chizkuni, which is an interpreter on the Bible, and a few others, there seems to be a mitzvah. Now, the Rambam we could infer from, but there's no question that many have been perplexed by this. And I'll just end with one note. The Tosfot, on his interpretation on the Talmud, which is printed on the Talmud in Tractate Moed Katan, asks the following question. Why don't we make a bracha on eating matzah on all the 7 days of Pesach? What else is there a mitzvah that's optional unless you obligate yourself on the holiday of Sukkot? Eating in the sukkah. First night of Sukkot, you have to eat in the sukkah. The rest of Sukkot, if you're hungry, you got to eat in the sukkah. If you can get by but with snacks, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. When you eat in the sukkah, don't you make a bracha? So Tosfos says, why don't you make a bracha on eating matzah? You have commanded us to eat matzah. Seems from the Tosfos, there might be a mitzvah to eat matzah on all of the 7 days of Pesach. The Baal HaMor, Rav Zachia HaLevi, asks the very same question, and they give various answers. But there's no question that within the interpreters of the Talmud, to this very generation, there is a notion that might be a mitzvah to eat matzah throughout the holiday of Pesach. We began to speak about the following question, which is very existential for dinner tonight. Lou, is it better tonight to eat matzah? Is there any preference to eating matzah? Or is chopped liver as good as matzah when it comes to Pesach? In other words,
chopped liver is better than matzah.
Of course. Chopped liver definitely is better than matzah. If you make it with mayonnaise, not with schmaltz. Me and Joey have an internal joke, it's okay. Joey, getting back to our situation, we explained last night that according to what seems to be the very easy reading in the Talmud, and the Meiri goes out and highlights it, once the Seder is over, you don't have to eat matzah. It might be the only thing you have, but you do not have to eat matzah. If you can get by without matzah, it's okay. So for example, tomorrow night we begin the last days of Pesach. At every meal of the holiday, the 2 meals of each holiday day, you're supposed to have a double loaf. So, obviously, the most simple thing is to use what? Matzah. Theoretically, can we use matzah meal rolls?
Yeah.
Probably. They're baked. They're matzah meal.
Yeah.
You're actually designating your meal on it. It might be okay for the double loaf. I'm not saying yes or no, but it definitely might be. So that's basically the general opinion. However, the Chizkuni came along and he was the first to highlight it and said, no, on the night of the Seder there's an obligation to eat matzah. Throughout the holiday there's no obligation, but there's definitely a fulfillment of the commandment if you eat matzah tonight. And he bases it on verses, and he bases it on various readings, and there's no question that many of the authorities ask questions such as, why don't we make a bracha on eating matzah throughout the holiday, just like we make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah throughout the holiday of Sukkot? When is there an obligation to live in the sukkah? First night. Throughout the holiday, if you don't want to sleep, if you don't want to eat a big meal, you don't have to do it in the sukkah. You can get by in potato chips and apples. You do not have to ever eat in the sukkah throughout the holiday of Sukkot, except with the exception of the first 2 nights. So from that perspective, they all ask, why don't you make a bracha on matzah just like you make a bracha on the sukkah? And that's the fascinating difference of opinion. I just wanted to add one anecdote to it, and I'm going to go on and try to explain from a philosophical point of view. Everybody here heard of the Gra, the great Gaon from Vilna, the Gra. HaGaon Rabbi Eliyahu mi Vilna. The biggest leader of the Misnagdim and the biggest hater of Hasidim that ever lived. The Gra and the Hasidic world unite on a few days a year. One of these days is the last day of Pesach. There is a definite controversy about eating Shalosh Shudas, the third meal on the holidays. The definite opinion that has been codified in all Jewish law has been there's no obligation to eat Shalosh Shudas on a weekday holiday. How many meals do you have to eat on a weekday holiday? Two. The Gra ate Shalosh Shudas on one weekday holiday, the last day of Pesach. Why? Wait one moment. The Hasidim, the biggest Hasidim then that were strong, the Lubavitcher Hasidim, led Rabbi Shneur Zalman from Ladi, ate Shalosh Shudas on the last day of Pesach. They too didn't eat Shalosh Shudas throughout the weekday holidays. They ate on the last day of Pesach. So the Hasidic world and the non-Hasidic world, in fact the world that was antagonistic against the Hasidic world, unite on this day. Can anyone tell me why? For two different reasons. Rabbi Shneur Zalman from Ladi felt, if Pesach is over and we are redeemed from Egypt, we have to be redeemed totally. The Messiah is not far. So he said you have to have a meal in honor of the Messiah on the last day of Pesach. And they had a whole meal. They had four cups of wine. You can ask our own Lubavitcher about the various customs. The Gra, who was an anti-Hasidic Jew, had the third meal for a different reason. He felt there's a mitzvah to eat matzah throughout the holiday. And he was trying to get in the last moment in which he can eat matzah, which of course is the dwindling hours on the eighth day of Pesach. And he ate Shalosh Shudas on the eighth day of Pesach. Now just to prove he isn't Hasidic, what he did was he had a stopwatch. The minute Pesach was over, he went out to daven Meirev. From Meirev he went into the saloon. Did anyone know what he ordered? A beer. And he made Havdalah on beer. The show, Pesach is over. The Hasidim, I'm sure, continued the holiday through into the night. They didn't make Havdalah on time, I can promise you. But there's no question that the Gra had Shalosh Shudas on the last day of Pesach to show there is a mitzvah of eating matzah on the last day of Pesach throughout the holiday. God willing, we could see that this particular controversy, in a way or another, continued to this very day. So basically, the question comes down to it is, do you have to eat matzah on the rest of the holiday or not? Everybody agrees there's no obligation. The question is there a fulfillment? If I can put it in power and paraphrase it in easy terms, you may do nothing wrong, but you might be doing something right. Nothing wrong with it, but they might be doing something right by eating matzah throughout the holiday. I just wanted to add one little philosophical comment I heard from one of the greatest teachers of our generation, Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig. He explained as follows. I'm going to quote him word for word. He said, Chametz is the missed opportunity for matzah. Matzah is the rejection of Chametz. Okay? So Chametz is the missed opportunity of matzah. You couldn't make Chametz into matzah if you stopped at when? Now, how do we make Chametz into matzah? Before 18 minutes. The minute you pass the 18-minute mark, you got yourself some Chametz. Mm-hmm. Matzah is the rejection of Chametz. Now, I'm going to add on to that statement the following. Certain times in life, it's good enough to reject something. Other times in life, you have to stand up and condemn it. If you eat chopped liver tonight, if you eat all the non-Chametz products except for matzah, you are definitely rejecting Chametz. Correct? Because there's no chametz in your food. Okay? You're not standing up and condemning chametz. That you only do with matzah. With matzah, you stop the natural process of chametz by the 18 minutes. What's the source for this? Now, I have to admit, you quoted many sources. I just remember one, but it's an easy source. How do you make matzah? What are the only things that are kosher to make matzah? Water and?
Flour.
Or any of the other four grains. Correct? So how do you make matzah? In the same manner that you make chametz. Correct? So in essence, when you make matzah, you're rejecting chametz. If you go ahead and you reject chametz for the 8 days of Pesach, you're doing a fine thing. But if you stand up and condemn it, that's only if you actually eat the matzah. And therefore, I always say it's a good idea to eat matzah every day of Pesach for this reason, if not for health reasons and other concerns that many of us have or are acutely dealing with at this very moment as we are in the midst of the holiday of Pesach. There's no obligation to eat matzah, but if you do, you're definitely standing up and rejecting chametz. Now, why is it important to reject chametz? You'll have to wait till the end of the holiday to hear that.